none of us really know each other.
We're all screw-ups.
But somehow, we were all in the same place at the same time when Billy found those coins.
Guys, check out how we glow.
I'm blue.
No, I'm black.
What?
I am.
No, you're not. No.
We're strong.
I'm saying he's strong.
The answer to what is happening to you is here. You five are the Power Rangers.
Did I just hear you say we're Power Rangers?
Is this some kind of joke? We're talking to a wall.
I was kind of expecting a little more.
So where were you last night?
Me and four kids found a spaceship buried underground. I'm pretty sure I'm a superhero.
Cool.
Pee in that cup.
Go, go, Power Rangers. Beow, neow, 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 neow. Go, go, Power Rangers.
Why am I singing that old shit? We're talking about this new shit right now. Oh, damn. I almost broke my goddamn glass desk. Anyway, we're talking about this new shit I'm saying here. Movie that I've been saying, me and Cody, for about shit, God knows how long, 2 years now. Not particularly about this movie, but just in general, that a Power Rangers movie in today's standard could be good. So, you know, a lot of our reputation is on the line, even though we have no reputation. And, you know, so I was looking forward to seeing this movie. I'm not gonna lie, the trailer kicked ass, loved all the marketing and stuff. I wasn't crazy about the Megazord forming itself, because I just didn't like that shot in the trailer. I don't know why. But here we go in today's movie right here, where we get into Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. And we got, shit, I don't know how the fuck to pronounce this kid's name. Dacre Montgomery, I believe. He got a drink, Dacre? Yep. He plays Jason, the Red Rangers. It's funny how this movie said, oh, we're going to be different from, you know, that Power Rangers you knew. Oh, they said that before they even showed the first trailer or whatever, and yet, like, all the kids still have the same names and shit, and, like, you know, still villains named Rita Repulsa and shit. Whatever, though. Naomi Scott plays Kimberly Pink Ranger. She's fine as hell. R.J. Seiler, I believe. Seiler? Billy, the Blue Ranger. Ludi Lin, he plays Zach, the Black Ranger. And Becky G. My wife, who they ruined in this movie. They made her lesbian. How fucking dare you? Why you couldn't do that with the Pink Ranger, huh? I don't want her ass. But Becky G, Miss Trini, the Yellow Ranger. You got Elizabeth Banks as Rita Repulsa, Bryan Cranston as Zordon, and Bill Hader as Alpha Phi. So what we got here is we open up the movie here, and we open up with a blast from the past. And I just want to say before I get into this movie, Lionsgate, where the fuck is this movie at? I want to see this movie now. It was Bryan Cranston as the Red Ranger, and I'm assuming this was Earth, but it was, what did Alpha say? 75 million years ago, I'm assuming? And you just see destruction, and the Rangers are dying, and Bryan Cranston, he's crawling as a Red Ranger. You can tell it's him because you can hear his voice and stuff. And then you see Rita show up as the Green Ranger, like in full costume and stuff, and she's got that staff, you know? And Bryan Cranston's trying to bury all the coins as he goes by, and he sees all the Rangers die out and stuff. This shit looked incredible. I'm almost about to say this is where the budget went to, because I don't know where $110 million went into this film, because if you get to the end, which we'll get into later, if that's where it went, then damn. Lionsgate don't know how to budget their money then, apparently, because I've seen a lot more special effects and lower budget films in here. But none the least here, this shit looked incredible. This was that was the movie I was looking to. I was like, that right there looks cool. I want a fucking prequel. This is the second time I didn't see Bryan Cranston open a film, a big blockbuster film at that too, and went, damn, where the fuck is that movie at now? Talking about Godzilla, now Power Rangers. I mean, just visually, it looked cool. I felt gravitas on it, the weight of the destruction that was going on. I mean, I was hooked on this opening. I was like, holy crap, dude. And so, I don't know how people feel about this opening, because I don't really hear too many people talking about it, but for me, that was the best whole damn part of the movie right there. So I was like, wow, this this movie got a lot to live up to. I said, this movie has a lot to live up to because that opening looked cool. By the way, Bryan Cranston, he calls for a meteor, for Alpha to send a meteor. He's like, we're dying. This isn't going to work. Send the meteor. And Alpha just blows a meteor up, shoots Rita off. It blows her costume out. That's why her costume as Rita Repulsa looks so destructive and stuff like that. Blows her into the ocean while her helmet cracked open, her coin. She floated with the coin, the Green Ranger, even though they keep calling these coins. I don't know what the fuck these things are, but those are not coins. They got like rock things around them and shit. They look like goddamn birthstones or something like that. They don't look like no coins, though, I can say that at least. So then we fast forward to present time where we follow Dacre Montgomery as Jason, the Red Ranger, and I guess he's pulling a prank on a school or something like that. He's got a... was that a bull or a cow, actually? I don't even remember now. But either way, they made some joke about jerking it off or whatever, and I was just like, oh, dear God. Oh. I said, and you know, this happens right after the Bryan Cranston thing. You're just like, oh, shit. Oh, man, this is not good. But then, you know, it gets better, clearly. They end up getting into a car accident when they're running from the police after this incident. I guess they stole this bull or cow or whatever. So I don't really know what the whole gist of this thing was going on here, actually. And personally, I just really didn't give a fuck neither. He gets into a car accident. His knee is all fucked up. He's got that Batman knee brace now on or whatever and shit. Apparently he's the star quarterback of the football team at this school. And this is a small little town, so you know they admire that football team. His dad is pissed the fuck off. And personally, he has every right to it. And honestly, at this point moment, I was kind of like, you know, back in the day, those coins were meant to be, you know, find someone worthy, kind of like the Green Lantern ring. So, you know, when you see this opening of him, you just kind of like, this kid is far from fucking worthy, if you ask me, but whatever. And so then dad is pissed off. Every right to be, too. And I'm not going to lie. I kind of didn't like this scene. I was just like, oh, my God. Here we go. Snot-nosed little fucking kids. Think they know. You're right. You don't know me. And I was just like, ugh. Please not get into this. He goes into detention where he meets Kimberly and Billy. Billy is getting, which is played by RJ Seiler, who personally for me, I'll go ahead and say this, he was my favorite in the movie. Absolutely loved him. You know, it was almost at a point where I was just like, all right, this is make or break time for him. I was like, this is the part where either he can get really fucking annoying or he can really stand out. And for me, I thought he kind of stood out a little bit. He had like the perfect, I wouldn't say comedic timing, because I don't know really what it was, but he's a kid in here who has autism, and I think he did a really good job portraying as if he did have autism. So I got to give this kid some credit right here. Like a strong-ass hologram to me. That was funny as fuck to me. So Billy tells Jason, hey, I can get that ankle bracelet off, which never comes back in the movie. You know, I can help change the time limit on that thing if you come to this gold mine. I guess it was a former gold mine with me. They end up going. They go. Then they run into the Pink Ranger here. I'm blanking on her name, Kimberly. And they see her because Jason's getting ready to leave Billy. Billy blows his mind up, and that's where they meet the Black and Yellow Ranger as well. The Yellow Ranger, I guess she's just hanging out over the mountains or something like that. She was doing some kung fu shit or something like that. I don't know what the hell she was doing. And the Black Ranger, he's just hanging out, you know, because he's ditching school, because we later find out, you know, his mom is possibly dying, and and I guess they lived in I don't know where they were living, actually, now that I think it was like a trailer or something like that, you know. So I guess he pretty much said fuck it, because, you know, he's afraid of her dying and stuff like that. Really good character development for him, actually. And they find these coins. Next thing you know, they're on the run from, I guess, I don't know what these were, police, I guess. They weren't even in police cars. They were like in trucks with sirens on it and stuff. They get into a train accident, which I thought was really funny, because they all thought they were going to beat this train and stuff, and this train just said, nah, fuck that. This may work in most movies, not this movie. Smashes their ass. Next thing you know, they wake up, and they're back in their homes. It's like that superhero shit, like where the incident happens, and next thing you know, you just wake up back in bed. And we follow Billy, Kimberly, and Jason. And these three start to notice, like, whoa, something's not right. You know, I got extra muscles. I'm strong. I'm breaking phones and sinks and shit like that. Which, by the way, that sink was dirty as fuck, too. Scared the shit out of me. That was the scariest thing in this film, to be honest. And next, you know what? They say, hey, we got to go back there. They end up going back there. They run back into the Black and Yellow Ranger. And they start jumping and climbing and doing all kind of crazy shit they do. Next, you know what? The Blue Ranger, he decides to jump. But he ends up falling. And then they thought he died. But then he's like, hey, come down here. He goes down there, which is funny because he's like, hey, come down here. It's like, when they get down there, it's like they just swimming. It's like, oh, okay, whatever, you know. But then they find this, they found something, and they go underwater, and next you know what, they find the entrance to the, I guess, the, I don't know what this thing is. I guess a spaceship, if it was, or the chamber, the power chamber. And next you know what, they run into Alpha 5. He tells them, oh, great, you guys, I've been waiting for you guys. 75 million years to be exact. I've been waiting for you guys. I've been so lonely with Bill Hader in here, which I thought was a nice improvement, too, from the TV show, because I was like, Alpha 5 was fucking annoying. And in here, Bill Hader, got to give him his props. He was not annoying, and he was actually good. So I was like, thank you. He is not annoying. That's all I could ask for. I don't give a damn what he sounded like. I just like, he's not annoying. He's not constantly running his fucking mouth. And he tell him, hey, stand on these, stand on this, stand on this. Come on now. Apparently, these coins were what's going to awaken the chamber, if you will, and bring life back to it. They find Zordon. Zordon wakes up and is like, what's going on? Why am I here? Alpha kind of tells him, well, I kind of stuck you in this this wall right here because, you know, you were dying. So, you know, you're kind of part of it. But apparently, the power grid can bring you back if only these rangers can, you know, get together. So, he tells them about Rita and all this good stuff and the evil stuff. They end up, Jason's dad ends up finding Rita because he works on a boat catching up fish and shit. They find a dead body. They bring Rita back up. She comes back, and she's a crackhead from Jungle Fever or something like that because she's looking for gold. She's like, I want all the gold. You need to bulldoze that tree right there. I want the gold. She should have been in Alabama then because she would have found some gold then. You would have been, who want the leprechaun? I want the gold. Where the gold at? Because that's what she wanted in here. And next thing you know, these five people must come together to learn how to harness the power of the Power Rangers and become... actually transform into the Power Rangers so they can stop Rita and her evil plan, which, I'm not gonna lie, I don't even know what her fucking plan was, to be honest. I guess it was just to get the Zeo crystals, which, by the way, hint, hint, if they do make a sequel, I'm curious to see if they'll change their costumes now to the Zeo Rangers. If anybody remembers when the Power Rangers lost their powers in the original TV show, that's right, I know my Power Rangers knowledge here. They lost their powers in the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. They went on, because they became kids, they got a spell put on them by Rita, I believe, and turned them into kids. And next thing you know, they went looking for the Zeo crystals, which they found, and this is where they started changing cast members and stuff like that. They found the Zeo crystals, and they became the Zeo Rangers. Go Zeo! Down, 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 down. Stronger than before. Go Zeo Rangers at the core. Yeah, that's right. I know the damn thing. So I was one of the best theme songs, actually. Everybody loves to sing the original one. But Zeo had that. It was a pretty damn cool ass theme song, you know. It was kind of like that transition from Batman the Animated Series into Batman Beyond. Now, granted, the quality ain't that good, but it was one of those things like, oh, man, you're going to change that song. That song was like the breaking point of original Power Rangers. But then when you hear the Zeo song, you're like, oh, kind of catchy, and it's not that bad. Okay, yeah. So people don't jump on me about the Batman thing or whatever. I'm just using that as a reference, saying, you know, people were getting worried that a new Batman was taking over, but the Zeo song actually held up to its predecessor, if you will. Let's go ahead and talk about the movie now. I gotta say, I don't know who this movie is for. Fans are so fickle these days, but I gotta say, too, is the movie... it feels like it's trying to cater to the fans, but it's not. So I don't know if the fans are going to enjoy this or not. Hell, I don't know if general audience will enjoy it as much. They'll probably be like, oh, that was cool or something like that. Because the movie, I think a lot of people expect a lot of Power Ranger action, which they're not of. There's a lot more chemistry and connection. And this is an over two hour, 4 minute film, if I'm not mistaken. And the movie spends a lot of time just getting to know these five kids here, which I'm not appalled to. I actually enjoyed that part. And they give some really good background details to these kids, too. With not so much the Yellow Ranger, because she didn't really get that much screen time. Which I gotta say, if I had to pick a bad one, which I don't think any of these kids were bad, it'd have to be my wife, Trini, Becky G. You know, I just didn't really, but I think she got better once she told her story. And I was like, okay, because she was just kind of, you don't really get her story, what she's going up against here. But another thing, too, is these kids are actually good actors. I wouldn't say they're best where you need to rush out and see, like, oh, these guys, you need to watch out for them or anything like that. But they were pretty damn good, I must say. I thought this was going to be the opposite. A lot more action, no character development. Apparently, this swept around and said, hey, more character development. a little bit less on the action part here. These five characters actually were good. There were some moments in here I did not like, I have to say. And one of those moments is, too, I have to say, is Elizabeth Banks. It's almost as if she was in a different movie. Now, I know the whole thing of, well, she's probably channeling Rita from the TV show, which is fine, but at this point, it's almost like an actress who's, you know, established herself. She's just part of this to be a part of it, and she went back and saw the original franchise and said, I need to portray that. Where these kids right here, the five of them at least, they said, this is make or break for me. I'm going to act my ass off, whatever I can do. So she just felt out of place. And every time she came on screen, too, with her little gold hunt and stuff, I felt it slowed the movie down. And that's what I get into, too. This movie could have probably lost about, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 minutes or whatever, maybe. Because the last 20 minutes is nothing but action. And the rest of the movie is just character development, which I'm fine with. I actually enjoyed and stuff. But a lot of the parts of Rita, I felt it slowed the pacing down of the film. And I know I hear some people were telling me that, oh, the tone felt different. I don't know if I would go that far. I thought the tone was okay because it is still silly and kind of jokey in a way. But it's just not as silly as that TV show until you get to Rita here. But some of her parts, though, I felt like, all right, I could have did without this. I don't need to see her really hunting for gold. And honestly, it got to a point where I didn't even really know her plan, neither. She wanted to build Goldar, get all this gold. I guess she made her staff out of gold teeth. So I guess she was rebuilding her staff out of gold until she got enough power to form Goldar to get the Zeo crystals. But I don't really know why she needed that, too. And then, you know, there was countless scenes with her as well, too, where she actually had the Rangers, I want to say at least about two times or whatever and stuff before they could even morph. And I was just like, why don't you just kill them? It's like, just kill them. I mean, she even kills one of them, too, which was Billy, which I thought was great, too. But I was like, why don't you just kill them all? Why would you leave them all alive? Like, why would you want, if I guess she's looking for stopping Angel Grove and destroying the world and something like that. So why leave them alive? It's that old cliche of just leaving the villain alive thing. But it's like, if you're going to go as far as kill one of them, why not kill all of them? I don't know. Just everything with her, I just did not like. I didn't enjoy it all. And honestly, when it got to the end where they finally were able to morph, which I do love this, that they had to earn their powers and to transform. They tried to do it first. And I love when they do to it, too, because Jason comes up. It's morphin' time or whatever. I was like, ooh. I ain't gonna lie, that sent some little shiver down my pants. I was like, whoo. I was a little excited right there, too. I guess to get into the more of the negatives, Rita, I talked about her. I just was not feeling that. I don't think it's merely Elizabeth Banks' fault. I think in the role, she did okay and stuff like that. But as far as the story they had going with her, I just was not feeling. The villain here sucks. I would say, for me, I don't even think the action scenes were all that good. I won't say they terrible. Like, I don't want to go that level. Like, people are screaming on Iron Fist. Oh, my God, this is just the worst action scenes I've ever seen. I don't think they were that bad. They're passable, but I think I was just expecting a little bit more. There's a lot of quick cuts and stuff, too. And I guess I was expecting more just because I saw that fucking budget. And I was just like, I don't get this at all. Like, that trailer where Billy is kicking that thing, they don't even show it. Well, they show it, but they quick cut it so quickly. Just like, oh. And they don't really spend that much time in their suits, neither, which kind of bugged me in a way, because I was like, I wish we would have been 50-50 with this. Like, they would have trained in these suits a little bit or something like that. Or you know, if they couldn't have done that, this third act would have been a little bit longer outside of the Zords. I gotta say, the third act for me, I had a good time watching it, but I'm not gonna lie, going back on it, it's kind of boring, I would say the least. They spend most of the third act in the Megazords, and I gotta say, I wanted to see them go hand-to-hand combat with Rita in the suits and stuff like that. I was kind of a little disappointed by that, to be honest. I did not find the third act really all that entertaining, if I gotta say so myself. I don't know, some people might find it entertaining, I think some people might not neither. They just say, oh, this just looks generic and like your typical blockbuster here. And for me, I don't give a shit if it's a typical blockbuster, as long as you make it entertaining. But I gotta say, for me, it was pretty lackluster. I thought they could have spent at least 50-50 outside of the Megazords and in the Megazord. Well, hell, not even 50 for the Megazord. I don't even really think you need to spend that much time in the Megazords, because those Megazord battles really never were that long. So I would have liked to see more in the costumes, more so than in the Megazord. That's just my preference, but hey, whatever. I thought the Megazord in here looked better, too, by the way. I don't know what it is about that trailer, but I just don't like that shot of it. The Megazord in here looks completely better. Maybe it's just angles. I don't know, because that angle it was coming up from was weird. What else that I don't like? Oh, I got. I don't know if I don't like this or not, but how the fuck do they morph? It made no sense how they morphed in here. I guess the coin is a part of them now, or like I guess it's a piece of their body. That wouldn't make any damn sense, though, coming from the opening of the film when we see with Bryan Cranston. So there's a lot of stuff in here that really just don't make any sense at all, to be honest. The morphing part, I wouldn't say it bothered me, but I did raise some flags up going on, because there's a scene, too, when they're training the morph, and Zach and Jason, they're just throwing punches. I don't know what the fuck. I hated this scene, by the way, too, them just punching each other because they was arguing over some shit. And it's that typical, oh, you know, Zach is the brass, hey, follow my lead type of guy. You know, he's the arrogant fuck or whatever. And Jason's trying to take command of his team. But, you know, Zach ain't having it. So they got to have this little brawl. Thankfully, it didn't go no longer than this scene right here. But all of a sudden, Billy, when he stops the fight, they go like, whoa, Billy. And he's in his suit. And then next, you know, it just powers down off of him. And I'm just like, so. And then even Glorodon's like, get out of here. You got. And then he asks Billy, how'd you do it? And he's like, I don't know. And he's like, my point exactly. You don't even know how to do it. And it's just like, I don't even know how they do it. Even when it came to the end, when he's like, it's morphing time. They're all standing around the circle. And they start transforming. I'm like, so how do you control powering that down? I guess the TV show kind of did that better by just simplifying by saying, hey, we got these morphers and these coins. We say it's morphin' time. We transform, and then bam, here we go, you know? And here, it kind of complicated just a little bit, especially with the Megazords, because there's really some weird shit going on there, too, where they say, hey, if you be able to morph, you'll be able to connect with your Megazord here. Now, there's a scene in here they show you when they get in the Megazords that there's this fucking tube or something that comes to your back, and it's almost like you're connecting with the Megazord itself, like it's a life being, like it's some avatar shit, and you attach your ponytail to it, next thing you know, you connect with it. But that didn't make any damn sense, though, because they didn't know how to control the actual Megazord when it came. So I was like, oh, okay, so these things aren't living creature. They actually do control it. So there's even a scene too where Billy's like, I don't know what I'm doing, I'm pushing buttons here and stuff like that. So it's like, if he's connected with the Megazord, shouldn't the Megazord kind of tell him telepathically? I don't know here. So those little things like that, and just like that makes no goddamn sense. Okay, it was like, what was the even point of the connecting them at all then? Most of the ending too, I will say I did like when he saved that person, even though it happened to be his father, but still the fact that he saved someone, I was like, that's cool. I like seeing people save someone. Another thing I didn't like is the fucking Krispy Kreme shit. I was fine with it at first, and I was like, yeah, it's cool. But Krispy Kremes, man, what the fuck, dude? They must have had something in here where it was just like, hey, we're gonna make half of this money or something. They had a big deal in here. I don't mind the product placement, but then it became part of the plot, and I was like, okay, come on now. That's a little goddamn ridiculous. Now, even there's a scene where Rita eating a donut, too, and it's just like, yeah, whatever, I don't care. Actually, that didn't even bother me that much. I was just like, yeah, whatever here. But I was like, so where are these crystals at? I want to see the crystals, and I want to see where come on, let's speed this up just a little bit. And this is the part where I was like, this is moving a little too slow for me. Let's speed up here. And plus, because I just didn't get her plan at all, what she was trying to do, just get the crystals and destroy the world. She's a shitty villain, to be honest. That's why I want to see that prequel movie. I want to know what led to this. Like, how can Rita, she just turned on her Power Ranger mates and stuff like that. So, like, how can she create, like, rock creatures and this gold monster? And why does she look like that, by the way, too? Like, And then how did the coin bring her back to life? And all this stuff. There's a lot of questions surrounding her in general. So that's why I want to see this prequel fucking movie with Bryan Cranston. I think that movie, whatever they did right there, looks kick-ass, I'm going to say. If I have to get in more negatives or whatever, there's a scene in here. Bless Naomi Scott's heart, too, here, because she does actually a really good job delivering these lines. But there's a scene in here. She has the worst background character thing for her, if you will. Everybody else got something. Becky G, she's almost in tears talking about, you know, my parents, they don't get it. And she kind of comes, she basically just says, look, I'm lesbian, which fuck this movie for that. How dare you do this? They say, she says, I'm lesbian. My parents just don't get it. They don't understand and stuff. They kind of give her a hard time about it. They kind of think she's taking drugs for it because they're kind of conservative about it and all that stuff. And I was like, wow, that's something right there. I was like, you know, a lot of kids as they're seeing this, they probably can relate to this. You got Ludi Lin in here, Zach. His mother's dying. He's afraid of her dying. You know, he knows that she's on borrowed time, and it's like, you know, he doesn't like being home because he doesn't want to be there when that moment happens, you know. Actually, that was a really good moment for him because he is easily one of those characters that they put in these movies where he's like, I'm going to hate this guy. Billy, even though he's kind of a little joking about it, you know, he's a kid with autism, but he kept talking about how when his dad died and how he likes being with, you know, friends and stuff like that. I thought he was really good. Jason, he didn't really give anything. Actually, he didn't really give shit at all about his story either, to be honest. So never mind. But, you know, it was really good, though, I said. But Kimberly, she got to get this part where she did something bad to a friend, and now she's like, we can't morph because of me. She's like, I can't tell the whole team this, but I'm going to come in your bedroom and tell you this. I was like, that scene was stupid as fuck, if you ask me. I was like, she was like, look at this photo. You know my friends? So basically, she took this photo, she showed it to me, I took this photo and sent it to, and showed it to my boyfriend. Next thing you know, it went around the school, I guess, or something like that. I ended up punching him in the mouth. I'm a bad person. So, like, when I saw her father, I'm assuming it was a nude photo or something like that. So, the thing was, she was like, when I saw in the principal's office, when I saw her father and her and the look of disappointment in his face, I said, wow, this is what I become. And I was just like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. I was like, everybody else had all these really cool backstories and stuff. And hers is, I fucked over a friend. And I looked at the person in her father's eyes and I saw me and I was very disappointed. I was just like, and like I said, bless her heart because she delivers those lines really good. Man, this is the part where I would say in a lesser actress hands, that probably would have sounded awful and you would have just hated this person or whatever just for delivering those. Even though this character, Naomi Scott, or this actress, she's not really a well-known actress or a veteran one, and yet she somehow delivered it really well. But just that story itself, I rolled my fucking eyes and was just like, okay, this is one of those parts I was talking about. You could have cut out about 5 minutes here and just went on about yourself. When Billy died, getting some positives now here, I like the character interaction. They had, like, great chemistry working together. Zordon, fucking fantastic. I don't know what it is. Bryan Cranston's voice just works so well. And I like that he necessarily wasn't trying to train these Rangers to stop Rita. He was trying to train them so they could be able to morph. So hopefully the morphing grid will come back on so he can come back through and stop Rita himself. I like that aspect of here. Bill Hader, like I said, was great. Another thing I like too, I brought up Billy getting killed in here. Because he knows where the Zeo crystals is, but he doesn't tell anybody. Rita ends up tying them all up after they have this stupid-ass plan of fighting them. Oh, my God. When they end up fighting them, and it was really stupid, if you ask me. It was just brass and dumb. I was like, a word? Okay, whatever. And this was right after Trini was attacked by Rita, too, which I was like, why don't you kill her? Whatever, I guess. I mean, then all this fighting and stuff like that, nobody heard it, and I was like, all right, whatever. But then, she ends up killing Billy. She's like, Zordon would be disappointed if I didn't kill one of you. So she kills Billy. He ends up dying. And I'm like, oh, you thinking when they pulled him out of the water or you thought he morphed or something like that. But no, he actually died. And they carried his body back to the cave. And it was really heartfelt. You know, Jason was talking about I would change my life, trade my life for him. I was like, this is a really good scene. This is probably the best scene in the movie that wasn't Power Ranger-esque in the costumes and stuff like that. Really heartfelt and everything. Even the Black Ranger, everybody had their moment to shine in this scene right here. And then the morphing grid opens up, and Alpha's like, Zordon, come through. And next you know, Zordon pops back up on the screen, and Billy wakes up. I'm not gonna lie, this didn't really make no goddamn sense to me. It's almost like they're saying there's no heaven or hell. This is the morphing grid is like the Force, apparently. That's where you go when you die. You go to the morphing grid when you're rain. I guess. That really doesn't make any damn sense at all. But so Zordon, they was like, why didn't you come through, Zordon? Or whatever. He was just like, only one is allowed through the morphing grid. Then Billy wakes up and he's just, I don't know, I remember scratching my head going like, I'm confused. So when Billy died, he just went to the morphing grid, or you yanked him from the morphing grid? Oh, okay. Then he give him, you know, I was like, oh, okay. But Zordon says to Jason, this is your team and this is your fight, so go take her over. And then this is where it happens, where they get on their platforms, and next you know it, Jason looks at the team and he just says it. And I gotta say, he delivered this pretty damn well. He said, it's morphin' time, whatever. And then they started, you know, do it better than anybody. No, I'm just playing. They didn't play that music, but they transform. And then they have this walk scene or whatever, and then they fight in the water, which is really weird. I don't even know why they had that fight scene there or whatever. It looked cool, though. That was probably the coolest fight in the Ranger suits that it was. And then they came out, and then it really wasn't all that. They were getting over-swarmed by these putty creatures, which was weird because Rita was nowhere near this cave or whatever and stuff like that. So for these putties to be attacking it, that was just weird. So she knows where the fucking cave is at. So it was like, oh, okay. So you guys didn't do that. You didn't take that flaw away from the original TV series. It's like, okay, so just this cave is just there. She knows where it's at. Well, I guess that would make sense. She is a former Ranger, so never mind. Okay, so that just destroys my logic right there. But so I guess she sends them there to attack, but it's like, if you wanted them dead, you could have killed them like 3 times by now, Rita. And she creates Goldar. I guess of all the gold she's collected, it's weird as fuck. I don't know what goes on here. The next thing they get the Megazords, and then they just go charge at them, and movie wraps up with them winning and protecting the Zeocrystals. I don't know what they did with Zeocrystals, but then Jason, which, because I like that they couldn't control the Megazords, by the way, when they fully form. But it still didn't make any sense because the Zords were connected to them. But Jason, he ends up bringing I guess it was a sword. I got really lost right here, too. Maybe someone can clear this up to me. But he brings a sword in. He lays it down, and Zordon says, maybe you should keep it. And then he says, I'll come back for it, whatever. And I was like, I was thinking that was Rita's staff because they end up bitch slapping her into space when she destroys Goldar. When they destroy Goldar, and next know she charges at the Megazord, and they bitch slap her all the way to the moon, like the original cartoon series and stuff. And she freezes up there, which that makes no sense. How's she gonna thaw out? Okay, whatever. She ends up telling them, hey, you know, there's gonna be others coming for those crystals. I Zordon, he has no right to tell me who's worthy or not for these powers. And, you know, they bitch slap her to the moon. He brings the sword back, which was, I guess it was a sword. I don't know if it was whatever it was, but it was. I was lost right here. Next you know it, they go back to detention, and, you know, you see all the Rangers there. And then next you know it, it ends. And then you get a stinger before the main credits kick in with them sitting down at their desk and the teacher going, Tommy Oliver, and you see the green jacket sitting there and just like, oh, and you know, everybody's like, most of the critics in my theater are like, I don't know what the fuck's going on here, you know? You know, you heard some people going like, oh, I know what that is. Yeah, it's the Green Ranger. He's coming. I told you it was 6 of these motherfuckers. Told you it was 6. So if they're planning a sequel, then most likely the Green Ranger will be there. I don't know how. Unless Rita dropped her coin when they bitch slapped her or something like that, or unless they're just introducing Tommy Oliver into the series itself, but not as the Green Ranger. So it'll be interesting to see how that works out. Overall, though, that's where I'm kind of getting at, where I don't know who this film is for, because I'm assuming the fans kind of wanted that aspect of what the show was, the way they complained about the suits and Zords and stuff like that. So I'm assuming they wanted the aspects of what the show is, kind of cartoonish and goofy. Or they just wanted to see, you know, a robot and a lot of badass action sequences, which you don't really get. I don't think this movie kind of knows who's it for. The director on this is the guy that did Project Almanac, who I thought was a good movie. It wasn't great or anything like that, not memorable, but for what it was, excuse me, I thought that this is better than what I expected. Dean Israelite, if I'm not mistaken, is the director's name. And I gotta say, I think he kind of stayed on par with Project Almanac for this film. I think he delivered whatever he was doing. He's not making it's not a great movie. It's not a terrible movie. It's just somewhere in the middle. He's just like, you know, I'd probably watch it a second time, but after that, that second time, I'd probably be able to find probably a lot more flaws and be like, oh, this is kind of bothering me now. But I would say I would watch it a second time, but after that, I don't think I would have any feelings to want to watch it again. I was kind of blanking on my rating here because I did have a good time watching these characters and grow and stuff like that. But I will say I did want to see more of them in the suits too. not more in the Megazord. I just really didn't like that part. There's a lot of flaws here, too, as well. The villain, some of the lines are silly, but whatever. I thought they were fine, and plus, you know, throwback to the old show. I really did like Billy. I thought he was great, the kid that played him, RJ Seiler. I don't even think she was bad, but if I had to say one of the worst ones, Becky G, sorry, girl. But she wasn't terrible. She just wasn't given really much to do. Mainly the more focus is on the blue, Billy, Kimberly, and Jason, blue, red, and pink ranger here. And then more so as the movie goes along, Zach and Trini, they kind of get more involved here. There's a lot of positives in here, a lot of negatives. I think it just falls right in the 50-50 balance for me. I'll just drop a rented on this. I enjoyed the film. Didn't hate it. Didn't love it. I think that you can make a cooler film, though, because I saw that opening, so I'm like, wow. It looked much better than what was presented here. I don't know, though, but saying here comes a sequel, though, so if they end up making a lot of money or if they make their budget back and then some, which I hope it does. I don't think this movie should fail, if anything. I'd be curious to see what they do with the sequel, knowing that these kids actually can act. So throw some more, I wouldn't say throw more money at it. I would keep the budget same right around here, depending on how much it makes, though. But I would say let's up the effects a little bit more. Let's see where we can go with this and try to put those suits on a little bit more now. And probably get a little bit more choreography on here, because, man, I wasn't fond of the action sequences in here. They were just okay in the middle of the road. He's like, eh, you know, I was like, eh, whatever. All in all, I enjoyed myself, had a good time, cringed at that Pink Ranger part where she was explaining her background. It's like, eh, that's probably really the only part I really cringed at. The rest of the parts were just, like, either mediocre or just good and decent. I think I'm curious to see what this does in the box office. I really just don't know what this is gonna do. But overall, like I said, I'm gonna give it a rent it. And actually, you know what? Actually, I want to play this clip right here too, because when I give it a rent it, I want to say that they did not have dialogue on the level of this shit right here. Fuck is going on in this show? Who the fuck liked this show? Okay. They didn't do any of that in this fucking movie. Thank God. I didn't watch that clip beforehand or whatever, but I'm looking at that now and going like, oh God. Wow, that's a lot of time wasted as a child watching this shit. I can tell you that right now. There's a lot of sound effect noise and stuff. Thank God they didn't do any of that. But who knows? Maybe that sequel will come and they'll be like, it was six working together. And it's like, ugh, please don't do that. So, hey, did you go see Power Rangers? Are you planning to go see it? I am curious to know what the Spoiling Bastards and the general audience constantly think of this film right here. This is the most, I will say, mind-boggling film for me as far as where the audience and people are going to lie on for this here. So jump in the comment section of this review. Let me know what your thoughts below. And I can't wait to talk some more Power Rangers on the next episode of Movie Spoilers.
Power Rangers were a legion of warriors. You must become those warriors.
It's the hologram, like a video game.
That's a strong-ass hologram.
Not a video game.
She is pure evil.
How do you expect us to stop her?
It's morphin' time.
Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it.
That's a lot of gold. This is your destiny. This is your time.